This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says nearly a billion doses of vaccine had been secured for the COVAX program to provide shots for poor and middle-income countries. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros said, however, the hope of vaccines does not mean the world can relax its fight against COVID-19.
The festive season is a time to relax and to celebrate, but we must not relax our guard.
The organization expects to make decisions on whether to give emergency use approval to COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca in the coming weeks. WHO officials described the arrival of vaccines as a major development, but stressed repeatedly that it would take a long time before the shots could be rolled out worldwide. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Friday pressed Food and Drug Administration Chief Stephen Hahn to grant an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine by the end of the day. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Two Trump administration officials say White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows essentially gave Stephen Hahn an ultimatum in a phone call. Grant emergency use of the vaccine by day's end or face possible firing. One official says Hahn signaled he would tell regulators to get it done. President Trump's been complaining the FDA's review process is too slow. But President-elect Biden says regulators are just doing their jobs and the public should be confident in the process.
There's no political influence.
The FDA's outside advisors yesterday signed off on the vaccine, and agency approval is the next step in getting shots to the public. Sagar